I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author, and this is
Lit Sis.
If you can't get enough of Lit Sis, and we know you can't, there's a really easy way to stay connected to us all the time, just from your phone on Instagram. You can stay in contact with me, Maddie, at Maddie Reads a Lot. That's at M-A-D-D-Y Reads a Lot.
And you can follow me at Brooke and Binding, B-R-O-O-K-E-A-N-D-B-I-N-D-I-N-G. It's a long one.
Yes.
At Instagram.
But wait, there's more. You can also follow us at Lit Sis Podcast now, where you'll see, we'll get both of us in a combined thing, all just about this podcast instead of just about our reviews. So you'll see information about the podcast, if we want to put any announcements up there, as well as ways to engage with each new episode. And that is at L-I-T-S-I-S Podcast. And also don't forget, if you want longer versions of Haley's reviews, Haley, what website can they go to?
brookandbinding.com. Can't wait Woo! To interact with you guys and to see what you are reading too.
All right, back to the books.
Happy Friday, Lit listeners. Sorry, here we are again with a bit of an unconventional recording. Haley and I actually recorded a whole episode for you guys today, but for some reason the recording didn't save for some odd reason. Didn't realize it until super late in the day. So I am currently in bed, getting ready to go to bed. But I'm here to bring you my half of the episode today. We're going to do it a little bit different now. We're going to be talking about our thoughts on Book of the Month for the month of July. And then in a couple weeks, you'll get that episode that we actually tried to record today. But we'll just get my thoughts and Haley's thoughts talking about the book of month choices. So I'll go first and then I'll put in Haley's part. So I had already put in 2 books in my box before the July books were even released. I had gotten a couple emails from Book of the Month in June. And they had announced like, hey, this book will be now available as an add-on as like late in the month of June, which is why like some people wait until like the absolute last moment to ship their box, because then it allows like any like late add-ons to be allowed. So I don't do that though. I ship my box pretty quickly. Also, when I say ship my box, does it ever make you guys think of that one commercial where it's like, I ship my pants. I ship my pants right now. Because it sounds like they're saying the expletive, but they're really just saying ship. Anybody else remember that commercial? Because I do. Anyway, I usually ship my box really early in the month. So I had these 2 add-ons already picked out, which was Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood and The Only One Left by Riley Sager. So excited for those, especially the Riley Sager one, because his last book was just so good. The House Across the Lake was amazing. And so I was looking at the other options for Book of the Month. I'm not sure how Haley's going to go through this. We didn't actually talk about it. We were just kind of like, we'll just do this to try and get you guys something, because I felt really bad about, I mean, it wasn't my fault, I don't know why I didn't save, but there was 5 selections for July: a contemporary fiction, historical fiction, thriller, romance, and fantasy. The contemporary fiction is called The Connollys of County Down by Tracy Lang. It says, in a moving tale about forgiveness, loyalty, and love's limits, one family tries to keep it together. So it's about these like 3 siblings that each have their own baggage, trying to kind of come back together after being separated for a time. Normally this would be exactly my kind of book, but for some reason I'm not feeling it. So I didn't choose it. But it's a repeat author, an early release, normally would be my kind of thing, but I don't know. Something about the description just didn't give me the vibes that I wanted. Anyway, moving on, the next book is The First Ladies, which is a historical fiction book by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray. It says two brilliant women, a first lady and a civil rights leader, become friends and agents of progress for a changing nation. And it's got real people in the story. It's a historical fiction about First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt and Mary McLeod Bethune. And Lady Eleanor Roosevelt was a Democrat, and Mary McLeod Bethune is a Black Republican woman who was born of formerly enslaved parents. So they are vastly different women, but they maintain a friendship and a bond that is unshakable as they push an ambitious agenda to help form the foundation for the civil rights movement. So again, historical fiction is usually my thing. But I don't know what it is. I'm not like... this one doesn't draw me in. So I bypassed it. Now I'll get to the book that I actually did choose for my book of the month, which is The Thriller, Dark Corners by Megan Golden. It's a repeat author, early release. I forgot to mention the historical fiction wasn't anything like that. So it is the same author as the author of The Night Swim, which I read a couple years ago, which was like a combined like podcast story, like a podcaster who's investigating stuff, which I have read quite a few books like that. Most recently, the last book that I read, which was Acts of Violet by Margarita Montemore, had a podcast in it as well. And I think that it can be really well done. And I read The Night Swim, and I do remember enjoying it. Like, let me actually like look back to what I rated The Night Swim. 4 stars. And that was in 2021. So it is about this true crime podcaster from this first book, Rachel Kroll. She's back in action and caught in the crosshairs of danger again. So it's got like FBI that invites her to a maximum security prison to meet this suspected serial killer who's going to be released because the police can't link him to the murders and he's in on different charges. But then like a social media influencer or whatever visits him for unknown reasons and when in prison, and he's still in prison, and then she just disappears. So unsure if this is connected, but Rachel starts to investigate the murdered and missing women and says peeling back layers of old and new crimes. So this is the one that I did choose for my book of the month, as well as those two add-ons I mentioned, and then a third add-on that I'll get to. But I did really like The Night Swim, and I'm really intrigued by Dark Corners. The next option is a romance novel, a four-peat author, Catherine Center's Hello Stranger. I am a big fan of Catherine Center's early work. I did read her most recent book last year, which was The Bodyguard, and that was disappointing to me. And then I read her book before that about like a firefighter, Things You Save in a Fire. And I like that one so much better. And I don't know, I've said this before, I don't know if it's like the change in the way that she did her cover design, but I'm just not a fan of these newer covers of her that are the cartoony people, versus I feel like they're just not as, there's not as deep as the ones before used to be. So I did not choose this one because, I don't know, the premise didn't really draw me in. And then also, like I said, like I really liked her older stuff. So maybe I'll just read her other older book that I just haven't read. But it's about a woman who is a portrait artist. And it doesn't explain how, but she ends up in the hospital with face blindness. It doesn't say if she has like an accident. It just says that she ends up in the hospital and she's been diagnosed with hopefully temporary face blindness, where like people's faces just kind of look like a jumbled mess to her. And so she's trying to like deal with that. Hopefully it goes away, as well as it kind of getting in the way of her work. And then somehow she is also starting to get entangled with two men in her life. Again, I don't know. Haley and I read a book with face blindness, but it was a thriller. And I do think that it's a very interesting concept, but it's hard. I don't know. It's hard for me to like conceptualize in book form. It was also in Rock, Paper, Scissors by Alice Feeney. And that's not one of my, it's a good book of hers, but it's on like the lower end of hers for me. And I don't know. I just think face blindness is hard for me. I think it'd be weird for it to translate into a romance novel. So I had to pass. And then the last one is fantasy, Immortal Longings by Chloe Gong. She's a 3P author. Haley
I know she's going to probably mention it, but Haley's read Chloe Gong's other books, at least one of them, I think. And she did sound interested in this book, so I'm sure she'll bring it up. It is an adult debut from Chloe Gong. It's a Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra remade into a fantasy epic. So if you're familiar with the story of Antony and Cleopatra, it is now a dashes of dystopia with potentially a fatal competitive games and other fresh elements. To be honest, fantasy is not my thing. It's a rivals to lovers trope, which I do like. But for me, it's gotta be a fantasy book that's been out for a while that is like good. Like people know it's good. It is hard for me to really dive into a fantasy novel that I have no idea what it's going to be like. So those were the main picks. I told you I picked the thriller, and then I did add a fourth book to my box. So a third add-on, which was a recent add-on to Book of the Month's collection. If you're not familiar with Book of the Month, Book of the Month has their main picks, usually 5 to 7 books a month, it used to just be 5, but they added on more recently. And then they also have additional books that you must get a main pick to then add on, and you can purchase them. Or for my price is $10.99, depends on the person. I have an older account, so I think that's why mine's a little cheaper. Or you can use a credit. It's cheaper to just pay for outright because the credits are worth more money. So you pay more for the credits. So this book I don't know when this got added on. Sometimes it's added on the same day as the books are dropped. But it is Little Monsters by Adrian Broder. And I told Haley that I was getting it. And she was so excited because we have also read a book by Adrian Broder. But that one was memoir and it's called Wild Game. I think I mentioned it on the podcast before, but it was probably forever ago, like early, early episodes. But Wild Game is a memoir. The tagline used to be My Mother, Her Lover, and Me. But I think they changed it to My Mother, Her Secret, and Me. Because I think they were worried it was going to be like a throuple with a minor situation. Which it wasn't. It was just lots of emotional manipulation in that book. Anyway, super good. Very kind of close to home for me, for Haley and I, but it was very good. And now Adrian Broder has come out with a literary fiction novel, and it's over the course of one Cape Cod summer, a complicated family slowly unravels as its patriarch loses his grip on life. So there's two siblings in Cape Cod. Their mom had died long ago. So Ken and Abby are the children, and now they are adults. And their dad is 70 and he's getting very old. And so their lives are intertwined and they're coming back to Cape Cod. And they're harboring secrets and there's drama. I don't really know. It's very vague, but it's Adrian Broder. And so I know it's going to be good. So I have added that to my box as well, which Haley will want to borrow from me, I'm sure. I have not yet shipped my box. I will wait for Haley's confirmation because she is yet to look at the books. I don't know. Maybe she has. I don't know if she's recording before me. We'll see. I think I'm recording before her. But that is the general what's happening on Book of the Month this month and what I've chosen for my books. I'm quite behind in my Book of the Month choices. I was reading a lot of library books lately. I have like 7 books, not including these 4. That are on my to read, and I was very caught up before, so I'm gonna have to catch up, which is why what I'm currently reading right now is one of my Book of the Months that I'm needing to get caught up on, which is My Murder by Katie Williams. When I announced this, when Haley and I were recording earlier today before it didn't save, she freaked out because she had just seen it on the Book of the Month website and she sent it to me and she was like, oh my gosh, this sounds so good. And I was like, Haley, I got this in my box last month. Did you not pay attention? And she just didn't realize that it was that same book. So I told her, and I'm telling you guys now, that I decided to start reading it because Haley and I are going to see each other next week. And so I'm planning to try and read it and finish it so that she can read it because she was like, oh, I'm going to totally have to borrow it from you. So that is what I'm reading right now. It is about, I don't even think I said this in the earlier time that we recorded, but it's about this kind of like dystopian, utopian maybe future where like people after they die can be like reanimated, like give a new body or whatever, or same body. Like they can just like come back. And it's like all science-y and stuff. And so there is a serial killer on the loose and our main character is a victim of his. And then she comes back and she decides to kind of track down and try and figure out who her murderer is and kind of solve why she was killed and how to prevent it from happening to more people, I think is the gist. I did read the description about a month ago, so I could be 100% wrong on this, but that is what I remember it being about. So I'm so sorry, Katie Williams, if I'm getting your book wrong. Anyway, I hope that Haley has lots of fun stuff to say. I'm so sorry again for this split episode, but we will be back at you together next week for two episodes in a row. So listen out for those. And yeah, I will let Haley do the sign off.
So it sounds to me like Maddie already gave you guys the description of each of the books and her thoughts on the book of the months for July. So for me, I haven't read through them all. I have a feeling of which ones I'm really wanting or ones that I'm intrigued about. And I really think that there's two or three that I'm going to kind of keep my eye on, I think. First off, one that kind of took me by surprise is The First Ladies by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray. I feel like this is catching me off guard because I really feel like I'm really intrigued by the real life character element of the two women and just the female friendship, because I feel like there are some books that do that really well, but not all of them. And a lot of times you get these female friendships that's either like best friends for a long time and all this stuff, but they come from like the same background, or they're sisters or cousins or something like that, where I feel like this is such a unique pairing of people and their backgrounds and the way that they become friends. I feel like I'm just really intrigued about them as people and of how they navigated their friendship over the course of time. So that one is definitely taking me by surprise, but I'm very intrigued by it and I'm adding it to my TBR. Another one I'm adding to my TBR is, of course, The Fantasy Immortal Longings by Chloe Gong. For some reason, I'm not super gung-ho to add this one directly to my box, although seeing Chloe Gong's name, I should just add it immediately because I've added the other three of hers that have come through Book of the Month. I have both of her books for These Violent Delights, and then I think it's Foul Lady Fortune is the other one. And so obviously, I'm sure Maddie was mentioning as well, but fantasy, that's not really like her genre, but it's a genre I really like. But for some reason, it's just not really capturing my attention. And honestly, I will say the book that is capturing my attention, honestly, the most, solely based on not even just necessarily description, but like when I was actually previewing it, is The Connollys of County Down by Tracy Lang. I don't even know what Tracy Lang wrote before. I'm gonna look it up really quick because it says it's like repeat author. We Are the Brennans. Well, duh, no wonder I'm intrigued. I really loved We Are the Brennans. No wonder I'm like, ooh, I really like how this is written, because she has a way, I believe Tracy is a girl. Now I have to like double check. Yes, okay. I really love how she creates these characters that feel so realistic, because the way I was reading We Are the Brennans, it's like not like a ton of stuff happened, but it's a lot of family, inter-family dynamic and things that are just like things that you would normally deal with. And I remember when I was reading We Are the Brennans, I just could not put it down. And as I was reading the descriptions of other books for July, the preview that I got to read for The Connollys of County Down kept popping up in my brain. Like it just was something I could not let go of. So out of all of the books, I think this might actually be the book of the month I'm going to go for. And I know Mad talked about the add-ons and all of the fun ways we can start doing that now with the addition of add-ons and how many and all that stuff. And I know she added quite a few for hers. So the two that are the new add-ons that I'm really intrigued by are Little Monsters by Adrian Brodeau, who wrote Wild Game, which I know my sister really enjoyed, and My Murder by Katie Williams, which apparently she got last time, but I did not even realize. So, yeah, I'm really intrigued by those. There's also The Whispers by Ashley Audrain, who wrote The Push. There's an Anne Napolitano, Hello Beautiful, we've talked about before, and Riley Sager, The Only One Left. And the only reason I'm not adding that one is because I already have a copy of that, thanks to my sister. So for me, this time, I think I'm keeping it simple. I think I'm going to keep an eye on some of these other books just to see how they are being reviewed and received by other readers, and if I want to add them eventually to my book, to my box, maybe on a later month. But to be honest, I would say The Connellys of County Down is number one, and then maybe First Ladies is number two out of these ones for me. Not sure if I'm going to add a second book. I do think that The Dark Corners by Megan Golden sounds interesting, but when I read the preview, I wasn't super keen on the writing. I did not read The Night Swim, so I wonder if that might be something that I would need to be conscious of because it is a repeat character. And Catherine Center, I was just talking to someone tonight. I have read two of Catherine Center's novels that I very much enjoy, but they are some of her older books. And I heard that The Bodyguard was not super well received by quite a few people. And so I'm a little bit nervous to pick up a new one from her right now, just to see if she's starting to take her writing in a different direction, maybe a little more fluffy than what she was producing a little while ago. So that is where I am for this month. I have quite a few that I have on my TBR that have not been read yet. Ones that I even just have on my actual bookshelf back at home because I'm visiting some family right now. But I brought quite a few with me, so I'm hoping to get some stuff done. But I think I might just go with that one, and we will see if I change my mind. But as of right now, The Connellys of County Down by Tracy Lang is definitely capturing my attention. I'm also not sure if Maddie added this, what she is currently reading, but I will tell you guys, as of right now, I'm literally about to sit down and finish Sally Hepworth's The Soulmate. I have about 20 pages left, and I've been devouring it. After that, I have some other book of the month that I brought with me that need to be read. I also have some books that Maddie is letting me borrow that need to be read. So I'll probably be either cracking down on some of those book of the months that are piling up, or at least get one or two of Maddie's done so I can give them back to her when I see her next.